Pardon? Ah, right, wonderful. Okay. Well, shall we go and have the prayer now? I know. It's filling up as well. We're just wondering whether we need extra tables, which is a great problem to have. Hiya. All right. How you doing? All right. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I know, it's great, isn't it? Right. Pardon? Yep. Hello, hi. Find a room, we'll make room for you. Hey. Yes, yeah, we've already done that, yeah. Okay. Is there any notices?
No, only what's, remember, different times on different days. But it's all on the screen, no, you're going to welcome you. Okay. And take a coffee afterwards.
Okay, well, I could do that.
And also, remind me of the carol service.
Yeah, 2:30, isn't it? That's to remind myself. Right, well, good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see you all here. It's, I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited already. So it's great to have you here for our Chris Stingle service. We've got a lot of carols, some traditional and some of the new ones as well. I think you'll know most of them, he says, hopefully. And we're going to be making Chris Stingle's later on in the service. But also, word of warning to some of you, I'm going to have a bit of a Bible quiz. But I'll warn you about that. I'll warn you about that, okay? Ooh. Does that appeal to the competitive streak in you? It does, doesn't it? Right. But, okay. Now, just a few notices first. We've got a carol service here, 2:30. So if you want to sing some more carols, if you haven't blown your voices already, then, you know, please come and join us. And then on Christmas Day, for those who get up early on Christmas Day, we've got a 9:30 service here, okay? 9:30. So if you get here at 9:30, I'm not here, can you give me a call, please? Okay, so to get me up. Okay, so that's 9:30 here on Christmas Day. And so we're going to light our Advent wreath. So do you want to come up? I'm going to say introduction. Okay. So we lit the first Advent candle to represent peace of mind. The second Advent candle to represent peace in our communities. The third Advent candle is for peace from conflict. And today we light the fourth Advent candle, representing the peace of God, remembering the promise of the one called the Prince of Peace. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, shine your light in our hearts. May your peace rest on us all and your world. May the flames of these candles remind us that your peace is not just the absence of conflict, but the presence of your love and justice. Come, Prince of Peace.
Amen. And now we sing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please stand as you are able, but I know it's quite cramped, so you might want to sit.
Above thy deep and dreamlessly, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all the earth. For Christ is born of wandering love. silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where moistures receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Please remain standing, because we're now going to sing Little Donkey. Ah, someone likes it. Little donkey, little donkey, on the dusty road, got to keep on plodding onward with your precious load. Been a long time, little donkey, through the winter's night. Don't give up now, little donkey, Bethlehem in sight. Ring out those bells tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Follow that star tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Little donkey, had a heavy day. Little donkey, carry Mary safely on her way. Little donkey, on the dusty road. Wise men wait for a sign to bring them in. Do not falter, little donkey, there's a star ahead. It will guide you, little donkey, to a cattle shed. Ring out those bells tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Follow that star tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Little donkey, had a heavy day. Little donkey, carry Mary safely on the way. Donkey carries Mary safely on the way. Please be seated. Having stood up for two carols, you may feel as weary as that little donkey. So let us pray. Loving God, creator and maker of all that is in the world and beyond, you are amazing, you are wonderful. And you are so big, so huge, that we cannot even comprehend how big you are. And yet, Lord, you love every one of us. And you long to be with every one of us. And we thank you that you came down in the form of Jesus, so that you may live among us. And we pray that you will be with us here as we celebrate your coming to earth in Jesus. Guide us in our worship. Receive our praise and help us to celebrate you this Christmas time. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So, we're going to hear our first reading. We're going to hear about Jesus' birth from Luke's Gospel.
And the reading is from the second chapter of Luke, verses 1-7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Amen.
So now we're going to sing another two carols. The first one is See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw. And then we're going to sing one I hadn't come across before until now. Someone suggested it. It's called Midnight, and it's a bit of a jazzy one. So I'm told a number of people at Point know this one, and I like it. So we're going to sing those two carols now. So we're going to sing See Him Lying on the Bed of Straw, and then Midnight. So please stand as you are able. Thank you.
see him lying on a bed of straw, draughty stable with an open door, Mary cradling the baby jaw, the Prince of Glory was his name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Star of silver sweep across the skies, show where Jesus in the manger lies. Shepherd swiftly from your super rise to see the Savior of the world. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord that met a man. Just as poor as was the sable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Angels sing again the song you sang, sing the story of God's gracious plan. Sing that Bethlehem's little baby can be the Savior of us all. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Mine are riches from your poverty, from your innocence eternity. Mine forgiveness by your death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the King of Glory when he came.
Thank you. And so we're going to sing Midnight. By the way, it's not from Cats.
Midnight, there's the strangest feeling in the air tonight. There's something going on, but I can't make it out. I wonder what it's all about. Starlight, breaking through the darkness in the dead of night, illuminates the path with a flood of sight, and all the way to Bethlehem. Tonight's events were plain to heaven, the greatest story ever penned. Heaven and earth have come together, and life has come to Bethlehem. Taking care of things well I can do, are waiting in the wings to let you go to you. Go turn the world around. Angels, made arrangements for a night or two. Having found a common room and crowded rooms, the house is packed in Bethlehem. Tonight's events are penned in heaven, the greatest story ever heard. The love of love has come together, and life has come to Bethlehem. Shepherds, minding their own business, looking after things, are started by them. As angels' choirs appear to them, wise men taking charts and telescopes and compasses, escape the chaff of circumnavigation until they come to Bethlehem. Tonight's event was planned in heaven, the greatest story ever penned. Come together, and life has come to Bethlehem. Tonight's events were painted in heaven, the greatest story ever penned. Bethlehem and Mary have come together, and I have come to Bethlehem. I have come to Bethlehem.
Right. Okay, well done. Well done. Right, we're going to continue the story. We've had Jesus born, and he's laid in a manger. Okay? Now we're going to hear about the shepherds. Now, word of warning, listen carefully, because we're going to have a quiz on what is said.
A reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
Right, now, don't you find that the news is full of bad news? Is it? You know, from the radio and the TV or the newspaper or your tablets or social media, it always seems to be a lot of bad news. Things like wars, global warming, disasters, nasty things people do to each other. I mean, at one point, I used to listen to Radio 4 in the morning, but I got so depressed listening to that, I stopped doing that. I listen to Greatest Hits now. I ought to be promoted for that. Anyway, now, actually, in some ways it's no different over 2,000 years ago, because there was a lot of bad news in Israel as well. I mean, after all, the Israelites had been conquered. Their country was occupied by the Romans. And life was hard, especially for the poor. And the shepherds were poor. And they found life particularly hard because actually they weren't liked by many people. They were often looked down on by many people, not thought of as important. So suddenly, when some shepherds were watching over their sheep at night, there appeared to them an angel. Now, they may have thought the appearance of the angel might have been a bit of bad news, because they were scared. They were really scared. But this is where the quiz comes in. Dividing the church into two here. A, B. Okay? First question. What did the angels say? Hands up. Oh, yes. That's brilliant. That's one. Anything else?
Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Yeah. I've got some news for you.
I've got some news for you. Well, actually, something even better. Some good news. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. I think you guys have got this. Angel, first of all, said, do not be afraid. He knew they were scared. Do not be afraid, he said. I said, I've got great news. Of great joy for everyone. Not just them, but everyone, he said. He said, today, the Saviour is born in the town of David. That's Bethlehem, by the way. And he said, he's going to be God's ultimate king. In fact, he is the Lord. And then he said, and actually, I'll give you a sign, he said. The sign is that you'll find a baby wrapped in cloth, strips of cloth, lying in a manger. So, right, okay, 2-1. Okay, next question. Then, after the angel had said this, what happened next? Whoa, they're fast, aren't they? You guys are going to have to be quick on the ball here.
And spread the news.
That's one of them, but you've missed something that happens earlier. Any ideas? Hold it, hands down. Any idea what happened straight after the angel? Yes? Sorry? Not quite. The kings came afterwards. But you're right there. Anything else? Mind you, probably kings might have been setting off from the start. So you might be right there. Yeah, go on. There was a bright light, but I don't think we mentioned it, did we? No, but well spotted, though. Well spotted. Anything else? Oh, golly. You're going to kick yourselves when you find out. Yep.
They were a bit shocked before they did anything and surprised, but then they ran together and fed the news.
Golly, you're way ahead of me. Right. Yeah. Just hold that answer. Okay. Right. I have to tell you. The angel sang, didn't he? The angel sang with a whole lot of angels. They're called the heavenly host. Mind you guys are heavenly hosts as well. But he sang. He sang a wonderful story. And actually, folks, this is good news. Good news to all of us. Because actually, the good news is that God loves you, and he loves everyone. And all of you are important to him. So much so, that he came to earth in the form of Jesus, so that he could live with us. For you, for me, for everyone. And actually, that is what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus being born, God coming down to us. Okay. Next part. So you've had the angels sing a song, or lots of songs. Who knows? They might have sung a few of those carols. Shepherds wondering what the heck the whole lot is about. But then they disappear. Okay. 3-1 so far. Come on, guys, you're going to have to be faster. You ready? Oh, the anticipation. What did the shepherds do? Yes. Go on. Oh, they might have done. They might have done. But actually. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. They went to the barn. Or they headed towards. Yeah, that's one. Yeah. 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 Oh.
They spread the news and then loads of people, including the wise kings, went.
Actually, I might as well have them at the front, really. It's, yep.
Did they get rid of the sheep? Then they said goodbye, and then they hurried up their legs to back down.
They might have done. They might have done. They certainly left their sheep. Yeah, golly, don't you think that's amazing, though? Shepherd, the whole reason that they're there is to look after the sheep, and they left them. But, yeah, I hadn't thought about that one. But the shepherd said, right, okay. They said, let's go and check it out. Excuse me, I'm just going to get some water. Let's go and check it out, they said. And so they went and saw Jesus. They experienced Jesus. And then, you're right, they went and told others. Oh, I never thought of that. Who knows? Actually, and one thing that you may not have noticed, and actually I only noticed it when I looked at it this morning, they went away praising God. So they not only told people about it, but they praised God. So, the shepherds, they came, they saw, and they passed the good news on. They came, they saw, and they passed the good news on. Now, actually, God would love us to pass the good news on to everyone. And you don't need to be brainy or good with words. You live it and you tell others of what you believe, of what you've experienced. Do you want to know the scores? Three. Four. Well done. Good comeback, though. Good comeback. So, well done. So, give yourselves a clap. And give God a bigger clap. We have the Christmas. We can pass on the good news to people through many different ways. And one of the ones we're going to do is we're going to get practical now. We're going to make a Christingle. And what you can do is you can take it, and if you haven't eaten it already, you could actually put it on your dining room table. And when you have Christmas dinner, you might need to change oranges. But when you have your Christmas dinner, you could light it up. And you could say what it represents. And Angela will tell you in a minute. So you could take it and use it. Or you could actually take it and give it to someone. and tell them what it's about. Or you can have the best of both worlds. You could make one for yourself and make one for some to give to someone else. So I'm going to have Angela come up and tell you what the Christingles represent and also how to make them. And then we're going to have 10 minutes making them. Don't worry if you don't finish them, because we can continue as we continue with the service.
The steps disappeared. I was going to go up in the world, but never mind. So, this to the fun part of making the Christingle. So this is my second of five Christingles, so I'm not all Christingled out yet. So here's one I made earlier. Anyone who used to be a Blue Peter fan, I think it's still on, I'm not sure. So we're going to make these lovely Christingles, and just in case you didn't know, there's each element represents something different. So we're going to start off with the oranges. So the oranges are round. It represents the world. The world held lovingly in God's hand from the beginning of time and every day and night until God's work is done. Then we have the red ribbon that goes all the way around the orange. It's continuous, it's never ending, it's there. And this red band around the orange represents Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to live among us, who came to show us how to love as God loves us all. Then we have the fruits and the sweets, which is probably the best thing of the Christingle. It's hard to put them on and not eat them, trust me. So we have the fruits and the sweets on four sticks. We have four sticks to represent the four seasons and also the four seasons of our lives. They are the fruits and the sweets. They're a symbol of God creation. So that's when we put them on, and you're, like I said, to represent the four seasons, it's not just spring, summer, winter, autumn, but also the four seasons of our own life. And then in the middle, we can't have a Christingle without the item in the middle, which is the candle. The candle represents Christ, who is the light of the world. Jesus is the light that shines in darkness. The light cannot be put out. God invites people of all ages, from all places, to come and receive his wonderful light. So just before you start making these and I give you instructions, I'm just going to read part of a Christingle rhyme by Bob Hartman. Bob Hartman is a well-known Christian storyteller in the UK, and he's an author of a number of books and things, but one of the main ones that he's done is the Lion's Storytelling Bible. And what he does is all rhyming, majority of it. So, like ribbons wrapped around the world, Jesus makes God's love shine bright, and every sweet thing that God made is saved from darkness by that light. A candle, a ribbon, orange fruit, come together, merge and mingle. God desires to make us one. That's the meaning of Christingle. So I'm going to need a couple of helpers, if that's okay, to come and give some stuff out while I give the instructions to the adults. So if I can just borrow some children. Quietly for me, please, while I give the instructions to the adults. So you will find we've lost count. I think there's 50 or 60 oranges. So you may have to go to another table to see if they've got any spare oranges. You'll have to share your raisins and your sweets, but don't worry, we have got more. And then this is for the adults, that you will find knives in your basket. A tip for the candle, if you just make a cross in the top and then push it down with the tin foil, it should stay in. But please, can you make sure that your candle is secure, because we will be lighting these Christingles after. If you need any of the components or you haven't got them, just give me a shout and we can get you some more. And if you've got any spare oranges, let me know and I'll take them round the room.
Okay, so you've got about 10 minutes. Take your time. Don't rush. If you haven't finished it, you can finish it as we carry on with the service or afterwards. And please have a chat with people on the table. So you could talk to them about what those symbols mean, or you can help them make the Christingle.
No, I'm all right now. I'm not going to be saying again.
We'll find one for you. Oh, there we go. Yes, there's a knife here. There you go.
I can't carry it home.
Oh, right. Okay.
So please, can you put it to somebody else?
Yep, we can do, yeah. Or,
don't worry about that.
No, that's all right. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Or we can always drop it off for you. But, thank you. But, this is going to be the messy... Oh, I do love the smell of oranges.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, could I have some sticks, please? I'll go and find a candle for you. We've got one here, but yeah, that's a knife. Yeah.
When we light it. Is that okay?
We need a candle. Oh, good news is that they've already got a red ribbon round the orange. That I was wondering how I was going to fix a red ribbon. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. I knew I'd forget something. Yeah, it's a bit more tricky with the foil.
I've never seen anything like this done in church before.
No. Hey, I haven't actually made one in a service, during a service before, but...
One of the things I remember, I was in the church.
Yeah.
And the choir team master always used to choose the hymns.
Yeah.
He always used to say, now which Charles Wesley will we sing? Because we were there in the West Wing.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Oh, I see, yeah. Yes, because you had the primitive and... Yeah.
Just...
We might have to hold
just
this up.
Just...
You want me to hold it?
Oh, it's all right.
Just another tip for you. There we go. You know, just another tip for you. If yours isn't standing up, you can just slice a bit off the bottom and then that'll sit flat for you.
Well, shall we put gummy bear? One thing we should have had was some paper towels. Oh, wonderful! If we could have some serviettes, please. Yeah, it's the juicy table. Oh, wonderful, thank you.
We weren't dreaming about these last week.
Sorry, could I just grab hold of a couple? Thank you.
Oops!
Yeah, we might need to. Oh, golly, it's so tempting to munch one of these sweets. But that would be dangerous for me, that's too dangerous. No, no, it's just I'll get it stuck in my throat and I'm meant to talk. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's right. There we go. And now I'm... Do you want to hold on to that? I'll just finish up this one. Raisins to be cheerful, part three. Could I just have a knife, please? Thanks very much. I think I'm all right here. I've got to make sure I cut it straight, didn't I?
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to either. Now, will that work? Yes! Always a sense. I love it. Right. Oh, wonderful. Oh yeah, what a shame. I know, it's hard, but someone's got to do it. Yes, yes, it's, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. In fact, we had a lovely walk yesterday in Lyme Park. Oh, lovely. And then we went up over the moors and beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. It's a lovely day as well.
Yeah.
Pardon?
You have a dog when you're walking?
No, I have my wife though. She takes me for a walk, anyway.
Children, Adam.
Okay. Right. Hopefully you've got your Christingles like this. We're going to be lighting them in a minute. And what we're going to do is I'm going to light this one from the central candle, representing Jesus being the light of the world. And then, okay. And then I'm going to pass the flame on. And
yeah, just before that, can I just mention? Sorry.
I think we're going to have the fire notice.
Yeah, just before that, just for you to know. So on the way out on the table, I will put, it's going to be A5, so it's smaller than this. There's 6 ways to recycle your Christingle. So if you don't like to eat oranges and you like the sweets and that, there's different things that you can do. You can make garlands, you can dry them and bring them out year after year. Also, on your table, they're not just there for children. There's a Christingle prayer sheet. I do encourage you to take it home just for you to sit down and think and just answer the questions where, what we can do and looking forward to the year ahead, where we can share God's love. And you might just like to sit at home and colour it to have a bit of time to yourself.
Okay.
That's it. I'm done now.
When we light the Christingles, we're also, well, as we're lighting, we're going to be singing two carols, and please remain seated for this because they need to be safe. We're going to be singing Away in a Manger and Silent Night. So as we light the Christingles, as we pass on the light of Jesus to one another. Pass it on. It's right, go on. So, Silent Night. Shepherds first saw the So this Christmas, let's counter all the bad news with the good news of Jesus. A short prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Help us to remember this when we light our Christingles and when we see the Christmas lights around us. Help us to share in the hope that you bring so that we can shine as lights for Christ in the world today. Amen. It's a lovely sight out there. Wonderful sight with all the lights going. We're now, please remain seated as we sing the next carol. It was a starry night. Okay, yes. If you want to do the actions, you might need to blow the candles out for now, and then you can relight them when you get back home. But so it was a starry night. I don't know the action, so you're going to have to show us, Angela. We can have the lights on as well. It was on a starry night, when the hills were bright, earth lay sleeping, sleeping calm and still. Then in a cattle shed, in a manger bed, a boy was born, king of all the world. And all the angels sang to him, the bells of heaven rang for him, for a boy was born, king of all the world. And all the angels all rang for him, for a boy was born, king of all the world. Soon the shepherds came that way, where the baby lay, and were kneeling, kneeling by his side. And their hearts believed again, for the peace of men, for a boy was born, sang for him, and heaven's bells rang for him, for a boy was born, king of all the world. And all the angels sang for him, and the bells all rang for him, for a boy was born, king of all. Now we're just going to have a short prayer and then our final carol. Dear Lord, we thank you for this service in which we can remember that you are the light of the world and that you love every one of us. We thank you for this Advent and Christmas season in which we can share your light with our friends and families. We pray for all churches and Christingle services taking place this year, and for families taking part in it all over this country. We pray for all those whose lives are painful or difficult this Christmas, for those without homes or families to care for them, for refugees who have lost everything,
For people who have lost family members or friends in war or acts of violence. We give thanks for the work of many charities as they provide care and hope for millions of people. And we pray for our government and everyone who has power that they may serve their people with compassion, love, and justice. And we pray for this church and the churches throughout the world that we may proclaim your love in what we say and in what we do. And Lord, we also offer our lives to you as we also offer the money that has been collected. And pray that we may grow to be more like you. Help us to celebrate your love and share it with others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we're going to sing our final carol. It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I think it's possibly the second most popular carol in the world, that is. So you can stand or you can sit, and we're singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, talking about the angels passing on the good news. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adore, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail incarnate deity. Pleaseth man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven, Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and light to all he brings, ring with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons on earth, born to give them second birth. That's wonderful happening in the accompaniment. I had a stereo effect of the organ and the bells and triangle going there. So wonderful. You're all welcome to stay and have some drinks. that you can collect from the hatch, and you can either bring them in here or stay outside, out in the hallway, that is. Well, you could go outside, but you get cold. But please stay around and share with us. And we're going to share the grace together. If you don't know this prayer, please listen to it and be blessed by it. And also, there's going to be some leaving music. We're going to have played The Little Drummer Boy. And it's sung by a group called Pentatonix. And actually, the sounds are made by their voices, apart from the clapping, of course. So let us share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now evermore. Amen. Please feel free to sit down and enjoy. Thank you. Well done, guys.
Well done.
Really well done.